You are listening to Jai Long, and this is Make Your Break. Hey, Make Your Breaker, welcome back. I am excited that you're here. Today we're talking about partnerships. If you are a creative entrepreneur, or maybe you are a content creator, course launcher, who knows what you do, but you're here right now and you want to talk about partnerships. You may not even know that you have partnerships in your business. Maybe you haven't even thought about it, but I'm talking about brand deals. I'm talking about collaborations, getting sponsors. Like, it shows up in so many different ways, even a business partner. Who knows? So I want to talk about a few things to avoid and maybe a few things to think about when you're going into a partnership with someone, especially with a big brand. I've had lots of experience with partnerships over the last 17 years with all my different businesses. I've worked with so many different brands, and you probably notice that I don't jump at partnering with a lot of brands, and there is a reason to it, and I'm going to dive into it. And I do feel like you should listen all the way to the end of this one, because if you ever thought about partnerships, you might make a lot more money after this episode when I reveal a few different mindset shifts and strategies that you could use in your business to leverage your business to get to a new audience, and different ways that you could partner with different people, which is really cool. Now, before we get into today's episode, just a little life update. I am this week actually flying to Dallas, Texas. Really fun. I'm talking at the Heart University conference and I'm talking about sales. Now, I know sales, a lot of people cringe at sales, and I'm hoping on that stage I can change a lot of mindsets and I can really help people level up one of the lowest hanging fruits on creating more income in their business. Often when I work with companies, when I work with businesses, especially creatives, we go through, you know, marketing, we go through pricing, the product, the offer. But often it's the sales that's the lowest hanging fruit that we can easy optimize and then create so much more income. And it's something that people don't think about. So I find it really interesting. I don't know why I'm so obsessed with sales, but I am. And I do know why. I'm going to share those stories on that stage. It's going to be really fun. But you know what's really cool? A few years ago, I was talking about how I feel like I'm not really getting flown around very often to different countries to speak on stages. And I don't know why. I was like, why am I waiting? What's going on? And when I finally got the email from the girls at Heart University, I was like, yes, it's finally happened. I have proven myself enough. I have put enough content out there. I've got enough of an audience to finally, people want to pay a ticket and come and see me on stage. And I get to speak alongside some of the other amazing creators and spend some time with them. And I'm really, really excited about it, to be honest. Now, I'm also in the midst of actually creating my new signature program, course and program called Course Launcher. And it's going to be so much fun because over the last, well, I've been an educator for 7-8 years now. And over the last little while, geez, I've learned a lot of stuff when it comes to creating education to get people results as fast as possible. Creating really cool platforms, creating funnels, doing a lot of digital marketing, best serving and showing up for my audience, for my community. Like, I've navigated so many different things, like navigating downturns, navigating a pandemic, navigating booms and busts, navigating unhappy and happy people. Like, it's been a wild ride. And the cool thing is I have documented so much of this. I have pioneered a lot of things in the industry, including obviously the Wedding Photography Summit and being the first to create something like that. And then being the first to do an online workshop that's in person as well. I mark my words, in the next 24 months, you're going to see everyone doing that. You know, whenever you like create something, what I love about innovating is you innovate something and you have to release it at the exact right time when you know it's going to go gangbusters and you know everyone's going to do the thing. And if you do it premature, people think you're crazy. And if you do it late, well, you're obviously not an innovator. And so I love doing stuff like this and then doing it at the exact right time, like having this idea like 5 years ago, literally, and then doing it at the right time where I feel like you're going to see more and more people doing this over the next 24 months until it will just be the norm, which is really cool because it means I have successively created a new trend that's going to create cheaper education for the masses. So it's going to help people like myself 10 years ago when I wanted to access, you know, some of these amazing coaches and masterminds and stuff like that. And I just didn't have the budget. So it's going to create education so much cheaper because honestly, if someone can sell a ticket that's virtual for $100 now, I've just lowered the barrier to entry for so many creators that really want to leg up and they want this amazing content, but they just can't afford it. And I understand it. Like, I started from nothing. I bootstrapped everything. I'm self-funded. You know, I've been bankrupt before. I've made millions before. I've done everything in between. So for me, it was a really important mission. And now I'm starting to see the fruits of that mission and things fulfilling, which is really cool. So that's pretty much it. Oh, last thing is, if you do want to join me on the course creation journey, you can join me. Go over to my website, jialong.co. I've actually got a really cool challenge there. So 0 to 300 emails. If you want to build your email list so you can launch to a hot audience, hot leads, I'd love you to join me. Just head over to my website, jialong.co. There's also a wait list and everything else. It's going to be a good time, even if you just want to join for the spectacle. But of course, with the challenge, with everything else, we're going to have prizes, giveaways. We're going to build a community. It's going to be, yeah. I think if you are thinking about becoming an educator, now is the time to do it. This industry is blowing up and you can make waves because people are starting to really realize that they can fast track so many mistakes and they can make big impacts in their business. And it's all thanks to you sharing that knowledge gap from where you just went to where you are now. And I think that's a beautiful thing. So let's get into today's episode. Okay, let's talk about partnerships. This is a really fun one, and I have both positive and negative experiences to share. And I guess I'm very open-minded when it comes to partnerships. For me, partnerships has been a beautiful collaboration that you can use to leverage your brand to get it out there much further, because you're doing it with people, and a lot of people hold themselves back because of ego. They want to show that they're the only ones and they're self-made and they did it all by themselves and everything else. But also, and the main one, is scarcity. I see so many people that don't want to share and collab because they think that everyone's in competition with them. And if someone experienced your stuff, then they wouldn't experience theirs, or they're insecure and they think that, you know, your stuff is better than theirs. And so that scarcity, self-doubt stuff comes up. Now, I know in the education space, for me as a coach and educator in my industry for creatives, like, I have, over the last like 5 years, I've like reached out to so many amazing educators to collaborate. And a lot of the times my DMs are just full and I can screenshot so many of my favorite people. Full of them saying like, no, you know, I'm releasing a course, or I'm an educator as well. I don't feel right about sharing your stuff when I've got something. And the space is so closed off. Like, it's so gatekept and so closed off. And it blows my mind, because this industry that I'm in with creative entrepreneurs, like, it's set to blow up if people actually did what they preach. Like, these same people, like, sign up to my workshop, we're going to talk about abundance, we're going to talk about collaborations, like, meanwhile they're gatekeeping from everybody else. And to me, it fully blows my mind. The weird thing is too, is those same people will reach out to me and ask me for things. So they won't help me do something, but they'll say, hey, can you share my workshop, can you share this, can you do this for me? And I'm like, it's interesting, I will, because I do, and I always share everybody's stuff, I've never stopped. But I'm like, you know, you get takers and givers. There's a really good book. Actually, we start on this. It's called Give and Take. And I think if you're going to go into a collaboration or partnership with anybody, you should read that book, Give and Take. And the next book you should read is Who, Not How. So those two books are on your to-do list, because if you're thinking about brand deals, working with anybody, collaborating with anybody, I want you to work on those two and really see how working with people can take your stuff to a whole nother level. Anyway, of course, I'm not bitter about that. Like, people are all on their own journey. And for me, like, I only get stronger and grow more. All the no's that I get, it inspires me to push further and change the industry, is actually, because I realized that when I joined the education industry, it was so gatekept. Everyone keeps themselves. No one wants to collaborate. No one really wants to go deeper and like build things together, which blows my mind. And so I'm now set on a mission on, let's break these walls. Let's show everyone that we can work together. There's more than enough for everybody. We can make a huge impact in the community. And I think that's in your community, whatever niche you're in. And that's like the most important thing. If you actually think that your education is good enough to make a huge impact, then you'd want to reach people regardless of anything else. And I think that's really important. So there's a few different wrong partnerships I've realized before we go into like, how do we get partnerships? So one is, I actually think one of the wrong things is, obviously we do it all alone, but the other one is we go into the wrong type of partnerships. What I've noticed just from years and years and years, and I think this is so outdated, this comes from like when I first started as a wedding photographer 10 years ago, I went to some workshops and people are always sponsored by brands. And nowadays, I see so many content creators, so many photographers, so many videographers, so many designers, so many everyone are like bending over and working hard for big companies, and they're doing it for little to no reward just to boost their ego and their credibility. And I think it needs to stop. Like so many, like right now there's a big rat race of like, who's going to be the sponsor and work hard for all these AI companies. There's so many AI companies coming out now in, especially in the photography space. And everyone is like, oh my God, you should see it. It's wild. People are like getting on there, becoming crazy sponsors for them, and then fighting with other educators and stuff, and then fighting with other people. And they're so biased because they're getting paid by a company that they don't even use half the time and they don't even believe in. And as consumers, like we're getting thrown, I'm like, I look from my Instagram account and I'm getting pushed all this marketing from brands that I don't care about, from people that I do care about. And I think it's such a like a misplace of my trust when you have your followers, but you're trying to get quick wins and quick money by selling out to these companies. Now, there's a few things about these companies. One is like, if you peg your brand with a company, and I'm talking like big brand companies or any partnership, if you peg your brand with them, don't forget you're going to get entangled with their scandals and with their reputation and with everything else going on. So it goes good when it's going up, but when it's going down, it can also go bad. And I've seen this recently with Flow Themes and a few other brands that sort of, you know, they've done a few things wrong in the wedding photography industry, actually. And you see brands quickly, or you see people that were shilling their stuff quickly jumping and they're going somewhere else and they're sharing something else and they're on the new thing that pays in the new affiliate thing. You know, they're like, oh, you should join Cadence or you should join, you know, this or that or whatever it is. And again, it's like a big boom of like these low, like you barely get paid anything from all these giant companies, but they work so hard for it and it kills me. And I don't want this to be you. Now, there's a few things. With these big brands, it is actually really hard to get paid something that's worthwhile. I've got to say this because I have been working with brands for 17 years now in all different aspects. When I had my cafe, when I had my electrical company, like through all of my different companies, I've had different brands coming up and they're like, if you share our stuff, you know, you guys get an affiliate link or you'll get this, or we're going to pay you in good karma, or we'll pay you in just, you know, whatever it is. But it actually never works out very well, especially when they're bigger companies that you hear and they just got funded, you know, millions of dollars and stuff, and they're cutting you a check for $2.50 for all the hard work that you did as a creator, putting it in to shill someone else's stuff. Or you're running a workshop just to have their logo on there to get more credibility. I think there's better ways to get credibility than to leverage off these big brands. Now, I'm only saying this because in other industries, like creative industries sort of get taken for a ride, but in other industries, people get paid proper. And I have a friend that got contacted by an AI tech company not too long ago. And they said, like, if you just share, like, you know, maybe once every 3 months on social media, like our company, like we'll pay you a six-figure wage, you know. And this person doesn't have a huge following, maybe like 10,000 followers on Instagram, maybe 100,000 followers on TikTok. But they're getting paid a six-figure wage now, as well as doing everything else. They don't need to do anything else. All they need to do is like one piece of content every 3 months and put it out there. Now, that's a different industry to what I'm in. And when I see that, I'm like, why don't our brands in my industry, as say a photographer, like they don't pay that. They can pay that. And it's worth the content that we create is worth it. But we're so used to saying yes to $5 and yes to $10 and all these small little affiliate links where we create the work and there's no risk for the company, because you're the one that's got to risk it. You've got to create all the work. You've got to create the content. You've got to peg your name against theirs. If anything goes wrong on their side, then your brand goes down as well and everything else. And I think, yeah, we need to be more diligent with who we're partnering with. Now, this one goes out to the educators. I see so many educators out there, coaches, course creators, and they're just fighting so hard to be sponsored by all these big brands. And I've got a new way that you can do it, that you can get a lot more money. I think two things that you can do. Number one, and this is the biggest one, I think you should create your own stuff and partner with yourself. Like, if you want to fucking make some real money in your business, you're creating content anyway. Like, honestly, I think you should have your own stuff that you have that you can put out there. Number two, you should partner with other educators. They're the ones, like other creators, actual other creators doing things, because a lot of the times they have products and they have affiliate marketing and all that kind of stuff. Honestly, I think that is the best way to do it. Think about it. Like, I think about this all the time. Like, with my, say, the six-figure business map that I work with, that's my online program. Like, I did a launch once and one of the students that were in it made over $20,000 from that one launch. And I'm like, finally, like, she was another educator. And I was like, you know, all she had to do is share it on social media a couple of times. And that's what she got from it. And I'm like, that's what should happen. I should be paying other educators and other educators should be paying me for, you know, doing the same for their stuff as long as I believe in it. And then all of a sudden we can all work together and you can actually get paid proper. Like, I know in my affiliate marketing stuff, I pay way more to my partners than any brand that I know in my industry, which blows my mind. And I think about it and I'm like, I wish some of these other educators would allow me to be an affiliate for them and their programs, especially the ones that I fully believe in, because there's some that, you know, like I'm always telling people to go to those anyway. So it's like, why wouldn't I incorporate that into my business and into my course? You know, if I'm not, for instance, if I'm not teaching everything on SEO, like, why aren't I partnering with an SEO educator? Why aren't I partnering with the best Pinterest educator, you know? Why aren't they coming to me? Why aren't we partnering together? Instead, you see a lot of these big creators and they're partnering with like some AI company that's got nothing to do with nothing in the middle of nowhere that pay peanuts anyway. And, you know, they don't treat anyone well, so on and so forth. It blows my mind. I think if creators really want to make a true impact, and as we're going forward, and you see people like Mr. Beast doing stuff like this, creating their own products, and Mr. Beast created his own burgers and Feastables and all that kind of stuff. And if you don't know who he is, it's the biggest YouTuber in the world. So that's who he is. And he's doing the right thing by creating his own products and then sponsoring his own stuff. And of course, he's got brand deals, but he will be getting paid well from those brand deals. Like, they're actually working with him and for him, right? It's the right way around, opposed to you just creating content and hoping that you get paid some affiliate commissions. So putting the work in and creating your own stuff is going to pay you dividends for a long time. Like, that's going to be the best time spent on anything that you could possibly do. And then the second one is partnering with other educators. Honestly, if you could do that, and not only other educators, like, let's just say you're a photographer, for instance, then partnering with other photographers, partnering with other videographers, like creating work together, doing styled shoots together, creating booking pods. So you can create pods where you got 20 people in the same city that share work together, especially if you're not booked, you can pass it on to someone else and someone else can pass it on to you. You start working like this, man, you're going to blow up your business. Like, it's going to be, and I know this from firsthand experience, I've done this with so many people. So you can collaborate with other people just like you instead of big businesses. We always say, like, support small businesses, right? And I hear this all the time. But then meanwhile, we're like craving to get McDonald's to sponsor our event or whatever it is. We're craving to get the big website builder to sponsor our thing or the big AI company or whatever it is. But honestly, if you started seeking out these micro influencers and the micro creators that are creating templates and they're creating guides and they're creating courses and they're creating other things and then partnering with them and then taking them on the journey, then you could make real money as well, because they always pay more. They're more thankful and you're supporting an actual other creator. If you're supporting other creator, that's where the money should be, I think. I think if I'm a creator, I want to support other creators, right? That's just the way it is. And that's why it does like kill me when I see, honestly, I'm going on about this, but it does kill me only because I'm like, I know that you are an amazing creative and you're chasing the wrong thing, which means you're leaving money on the table. Like, I want you to create stuff and then I want you to partner with other creators that are just like you. And even if you don't know what content or products that you can create, partner with someone that you trust and then brainstorm. Like, think about things that you can create together. Think about how you can work together. Think about who you want to work with and expand instead of contract. Do it not for the ego, not because you want to show everyone that you're doing it alone, not because of scarcity. Do it with abundance. Do it because you want to bring people up and you want to make an impact and you want to get your stuff out to the people that need it most. Do it for that reason. I think that will take you to a whole nother level. Now, other reasons why can be hard with partnerships, and trust me, like I'm so with partnerships that we partner with, like I'm pretty rigid with it. I don't want to partner with a lot of brands because, like I said before, you can get entangled with their scandals. Or like you risk, especially if you've got a personal brand, if you put your personal brand on something that you can't control, it's your face on someone else's brand. And I think that's scary, you know, like your face on someone else's brand. And if you're not getting paid well for that, like, and you've built trust, you've built an actual brand that people love, and then you're putting your face on someone else's stuff for free, most of the time, I see this all the time, like think about it for a moment, like you're worth more than that. You can't be doing that. Please don't do that. So I want you to value yourself, and I want you to think about in the long term of your brand, instead of taking the short, quick wins that could damage your brand, think about your community first. What do they actually need? What do you actually endorse? You know, the way to work out a partnership, ask your community, what would they like to see? What brand would you like to see you working with? And then seek to find discounts and whatever it is from those brands that your community actually wants instead of what you want to shill. Does that make sense? I think that it works so much better because then they're on board and it makes sense, of course. Like affiliate marketing is great when it's done right and you actually believe in the product and you're not just selling the product and then having a biased opinion to everyone, to the masses, to try and, you know, prop up some company that you don't even believe in, you don't even use. Like I think that is a shame and you're mistrusting your community's trust. And I think that's, you just shouldn't do that. So yeah, your face, your brand is going to be entangled with other brands if you decide to take on those partnerships. So that's a huge one. The next one is, I don't want you to rely on one partnership. And when I talk about one partnership, like if you have one partner right now and that's where the bulk of your money comes in or whatever it is, like you're building a business on a house of cards. And so it's really important that you ebb and flow with your community or what they want, not so much what the brand wants. I see this too often. And what happens is you get so caught up in this one brand and being the ambassador of a brand. And then you see it through rose-colored glasses and you fight till the end. And sometimes the end comes because, you know, something is misaligned with that brand and what they stand up for and their values or something else that comes out. And you are there like going down with the ship. And honestly, I think you need to ebb and flow. Your business needs to come first and then move around. Now, when I talk about like partnerships, I'm also talking about like, for instance, social media. You know, your brand is partnering, for instance, let's say Instagram. And so if your brand is partnered with Instagram and that's the only way you bring in clients, then you're building, I have to say this, you're building a business on a house of cards because it will fall. You know, you see this all the time, social media accounts. Like I have a friend that's got a full business built on Twitter, which is now X, and a lot of their clients actually have disappeared and they're like, what do I do now? So I think, remember, it's all about like, where can you get your voice heard? How can you partner with the right people that your audience actually wants to hear from and they actually want to buy from, and your community, like what do they actually want and where do they show up? It shouldn't be so much like I'm biased to the platform. It should be biased to, I am biased to my followers and my community and the content that they want to listen to, hear, watch, view, like whatever it is. I think that's really, really important. So if you're reliant on just one partner, just one platform, you know, whatever it is, it's going to be really hard for you. So I want you to be, you are the business and it's your business. And then who do you need to leverage that business to get out to more people? The next thing is, and I said this one before, it can be hard to get paid from bigger companies, but creators have great programs. They got great affiliate programs. Any educator right now, if they're open to it, there's not many actually, but it's going to change. I'm telling you, I'm working on it. So over the next 24 months, there's a lot of educators that you can partner with and they're amazing. Like if you're a YouTuber right now, partner with an educator, because a lot of those guys, they got great coaching programs, they got great courses, they're doing great things, they got great templates, like whatever it is, but they pay really good money, like more money a lot of the times than a lot of these huge companies. So it can be easier to work with. The other thing is, the next one is, a lot of the times you've got full creative control. So one thing that I personally hate most about partnering with big companies is big companies come with big meetings, they come with big teams, and they come with big rules. And those big rules and big terms and conditions, and they basically can turn things around and you're essentially working for them. They're the ones with creative control. They're the ones with the last say. They're the ones that will tell you to publish or not to publish and whatever it is. And it becomes really hard. And so, you know, I've found this, especially in recent years, like I tend to never really, like, honestly, guys, I get like asked every single day, I would say, like for a sponsorship on my podcast or to someone to talk at, you know, my, or sponsor a workshop or something like that. And I say no to 99.999% of them because, yeah, I just don't think so. Like, I don't want your rules and I don't want anything else. Like, I'm the rule maker and I'm going to work out how I can do it without having to sell crappy stuff that I don't use to my audience and misplace that trust. Like, I don't want to do that, you know. Even with my podcast, like one of my favorite podcasts of all times, I've stopped listening to it recently because the first 10 minutes, honestly, I actually listened to one the other day. It went for 13 minutes. This is no word of a lie. 13 minutes and 9.5 minutes was ads. And I was like, I'm here for like, what, 3.5 minutes? I couldn't believe it. I was actually furious. And I'm furious because I'm like, I'm a loyal listener. I want to listen to the 3.5 minutes, but I don't understand what's going on here. Like, why are you doing this to us? You know, and so they're going to lose a loyal listener, a loyal fan, someone that loved their stuff just because they're getting a quick win. So they're selling out their audience to get a little bit of money. And I feel like they could have done it a better way. Like maybe they could have created their own content, their own thing to sell. Maybe they could have partnered with someone else. Maybe another podcast. Like imagine a podcast should partner with another podcast. Man, fuck. You know, just me brainstorming this, like I see partner, like a podcast will go out of their way to try and get big brand deals that pay them nothing. They could partner with other podcasts and bring each other up. That's huge. Why don't you pay $1,000 a month to that one and then that one can pay you $1,000 and that way like it's both tax write-off, but it's both basically free. And then you've got an ad on theirs and they've got one on yours and maybe you can start selling each other's stuff and maybe you both can level up and the whole community can level up. Like, why not keep it in-house? Why don't creators support creators? I don't know. You know, I'm just brainstorming here, fully gone off track, but I do get passionate about this stuff. So support small and you'll have full creative control. So checkpoints. These are things I want you to think about when you're thinking about going for a new partner. I want you to make sure you share the same values, right? I know so many people that like partner with brands and they're like, we're really exclusive. And then I see the brands that they partner with, which are very much like they don't share their values. But if that's not the same values as you, then it's wrong, right? Like there's so many amazing creators out there with so many different values and you will find your people. But make sure that the big brand, especially all the other collaborations, anyone that you're collaborating with, share the same values as you. Because I think most people on this planet now, they're passionate about their values and you might be passionate about something. It's very different to what I'm passionate about. And that's cool. That's what the world's about. Like it's colorful because so many different people doing cool things that are passionate about different things and everybody is fighting for different things and we all get to come together and enlighten each other and share. And I think that's cool. So yeah, make sure same values. The second one is make sure you would actually endorse their product. Like if you're going to use their product and they want you to be an affiliate or a sponsor or something, ask them. Can you grant me access to your products? I want to see it. I want to do the course. I want to use the platform. I want to use the merchandise. Like I want to see or wear or try the thing, you know, and make sure that you actually would use it. Because if you wouldn't use it, you're probably not going to sell it. You're not going to be a good affiliate anyway. So I think that's really important. Make sure you actually endorse the product and you stand behind it, like do a full check on it. The next one is do a background check on the person, on the brand, on the business, on the company. Do a background check. I always do. Like I have this company called the Wedding Photography Summit and it runs like the biggest workshops in the world for wedding photographers. And each year I get the best of the best of the educators. And the first thing that I do, like when I reach out to those people, because I reach out to them, pretty rare that, you know, someone reaches out to me and I'm like, yeah, sweet, let's do that. So I reach out to them. And one reason is because I curate and I go through a deep dive, as deep as I can go. Sometimes I get a little bit wrong, I must admit. But we do our due diligence on work and talking to, if they're educators, I talk to their students. I talk to past students. I look at reviews. I look at where they've talked at before. I look at what brand deals they have. Who are they collaborating with? The core values there. So again, like, I want you to do a full investigation. Like, if you see a big brand and you're thinking, oh yeah, I want to be an affiliate for this AI company or make me look cool, I want you to reach out to some of those affiliates. I want you to reach out to some of those educators, some of those content creators. Ask them, like, do you get paid much for it? Is it worth it? Have you made thousands? Did they get you more exposure? Did they help your business in some way? Are they easy to work with? Like, ask these questions. Like, people need to stop gatekeeping. We need to collaborate to help each other out. I think it's really important. So my biggest takeaway of all this, do background checks with everyone you work with. If you're working with big companies, big partnerships, big educators, or if you're supporting other creators, content creators, you know, other Instagrammers, other YouTubers, like whatever it is, other course creators, other coaches, other mentors, make sure you do a background check before you attach your face and your business onto that partnership with that brand. Because remember, you will be entangled with their scandals and with everything else. And you're going to have to make sure that if you've built an amazing brand and you're putting your face on someone else's brand, you got to make sure that you actually endorse it, you love it, and they're actually looking after you as well. Because you, as a content creator, generally anyone that's listening to this is creative, you do a lot of work, you know, and so you deserve to be paid, I believe. Like, you deserve to have good partnerships in your business. Like, business is hard as it is. There's always things that we have to navigate through. And if you get your business that you worked hard on and you peg it to the wrong company, the wrong deal, and you're working hard for like no return, like, I think those days need to be over. And the only way that they can be over is if everyone starts talking, sharing information, sharing who to partner with and who not to partner with. Like, ask people. If you see someone that's used them before to sponsor their workshop, contact that person that had the workshop, ask them, was it worth it? What value did they bring? Like, you know, if you've seen someone else that's had partners with someone, you want to partner with those people, ask them, how did you get in touch with them? How did you partner? If you see somebody that is creating something really cool, ask them, how can I be an affiliate? How can we work together? How can I sell your stuff? How could you sell my stuff? How could we partner? How could we create something? How can we collaborate? How can we brainstorm? How can we expand? How can we help? How can we bring value to each other? You know, because a partnership has got to be two ways like that. Like, it's not just you shilling other people's stuff. Like, they've got to help you in some way. And I think, honestly, one of the things that gives me the shits the most is when I partner with a big brand and then they're entitled because they're like, well, we've paid you some money, Jai. Like, we deserve everything. And they don't even share the partnership. They don't even share me on social media. There's a few partners lately, they probably don't even know they're not partners with me anymore, but there's a few that have dropped off and I'm like, I just don't like the way that they actually treated me. It's nothing else. It's just, I don't like being treated like that. And to be honest, the way that I'm building my business is I don't want to be controlled by anyone else. I don't want to be controlled by any brand, by any CEO, by any big company. I don't want to be controlled and have to show up for my community in a different way because I've got sponsors and I want to work out how can I, and I have worked out, how can I be completely solo if all partnerships, all brand deals have fallen through, my business still goes and I can still work with people. Because at the end of the day, it's really important for me to put my community first, not put these quick wins first. And that to me means everything. So I actually think, and I think in some countries this is mandatory, but I think it's really good to mention when something is sponsored and not sponsored. If something is an affiliate link or not an affiliate link, or if you want to put an affiliate link somewhere like a Facebook group, like ask, is it okay that I put affiliate link in here or is it not? When someone's like, can you recommend something? Say, yeah, sure. This is actually an affiliate link. Thank you for supporting me. I get paid when you sign up to this. This is how much you get paid. You know, so I actually did this not too long ago. I was like running the educators retreat. And when I was running that, I was like, hey guys, if you would like, and this helps me out a lot, I personally use Kajabi for my courses and everything. And if you want 30 days free, head over to jailong.co/Kajabi. And with that affiliate link, it pays my business $500 per sign up. And that's amazing. So for me, if you can help me, if you're going to sign up to it anyway, do it through my link. You know, it supports my business. And I think the more transparent you are, you're not trying to hide anything. It's just like, I'm a business and this is the way that we do business. And these are the people that I appreciate and these are the people that I trust. And I feel like because I curate all the sponsors and partners that I work with so much, I feel like people trust me now when I'm like, this is the one that I use or this is the one that I don't use. And I also, if you're in my inner circle in any of my programs, you know that I'm not shy on burning bridges and saying, these are the ones I don't support. These are educators I don't support. These are the brands I don't support because of these reasons. But you do you, because it's totally up to you. I'm not here bitching about anybody. It's just that these are the reasons. They don't go with my core values. They undermine and undercharge and underpay, you know, other course creators, other content creators, other creatives. I just don't like that. I hate seeing any injustices. Hate's a bad word, but I do hate seeing content creators and creatives putting in a lot of work, a lot of hard work into creating amazing content for brands that don't show up for them. Like, I just don't like seeing that personally. So that's it. That's it for today's episode. I hope it wasn't too much of a rant. I did want to make it a little bit more like conversational and just, I think, dive into this stuff because honestly, over the last 17 years of all the partnerships I've had, sometimes it's hard to navigate through and sometimes it's hard to just have a conversation with someone like myself with just open thoughts of like, what do you think about this, Jai? You know, partnerships, do they work? Do they not work? And yeah, I think they do work. And I think you're going to see, if we're talking about booms, I think the next boom we're going to see is creators collaborating, working together. And when that happens, man, oh my God, like, there's going to be a new level of success that you're going to see in all these creative industries that has never been seen before. And I think, like, you do see this, like, for an example, I look at this, like, if you go back to rap, for instance, and hip hop in the 90s, and then you go back to like Eminem, 50 Cent and Snoop Dogg and Exhibit and Dr. Dre and all those guys that like made NWA and Ice Cube and all of these, you see everyone collaborated together and they worked against brands and they all worked together as creators. And from that, they blew up and you trusted all these people and everything else. And I just think right now we're on the brink of that. Right now, for some reason, we're going into the corporate route where we're like, yeah, I shill AI companies, like go to this one, go to that one. And I think that stuff is going to be a thing of the past. Like, honestly, when I start seeing creators doing that, I'm like, I'm out, I'm tuning out. You sold your soul. I don't want to hear it. I want to hear from the Snoop Dogs and the Dre's and the M&M's and all these guys that are like, hey, we're working together. We're creating something. And I'm supporting that person and that person's supporting me and I'm supporting you and we're all lifting the tide and the ships are all rising and it's an amazing thing. Honestly, I know that sounds like an amazing future, but I think with AI and all this, all the competition that like a lot of people are going to have with work, I'm going to see more collaborations, more deep relationships. And I think, to be honest, I think it's going to be an amazing future. So I'm really excited for it, especially these next 5 years. It's going to be really exciting to see a lot of content creators and creatives unlocking a newfound success that was not there before. And an example of that is literally Mr. Beast right now is, like, if you Google it, they say his net worth is, he's over $1 billion. Like his company, his YouTube channel and stuff, Gary Vee was saying he could sell that for $100 billion. Now, when I see stuff like that, I'm like, finally, that's the power that we have as content creators, as creatives. Like, we don't need to shill our souls for crappy brand deals anymore. Like, we can create our own stuff, our own ecosystem. We can work with others because that's where the power's going, these personal brands that you can create. So that's it. Thanks so much for listening, and I'll see you next week.